Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jem Rose, here today with York rock band Skylights, Turner from their lead singer, lead guitarist, lead songwriter. How are you, mate? You all good?
All great, mate. How are you?
I'm all great. Thank you for doing this. Really do appreciate it. I know you've had a fairly busy day, so I appreciate you coming on and coming on the call and letting us speak to you.
Thanks for having me.
No, I really do appreciate it. Right, I will... You guys came on my radar with quite a funny story, and like from the moment that I knew we was doing this interview, I really wanted to tell this story. So about couple, I'd say 2022, I was working somewhere and in like a warehouse, but I had the music on, and someone came down that I was working with, and it was like, oh, it was I don't know, it would have been like Block Party, for example, someone like that. It'd have been indie music, and he went, oh, I'll show you a really really good band, and he typed in Skylights, Darkness Falls, and that was my very first existence of you guys, and I have been on it ever since because I think it's such an amazing. I think it's one of my favourite records ever, pretty much, and it's one of them songs that you can't.
Thank you.
No, seriously, it's one of them songs that I think it's like. You know, when you're like, oh, I'll show you a band type thing. So it passed down to me with Darkness Falls, which I think is a really good track. So, yeah, thank you for writing that. I really do appreciate it. And, yeah, I really wanted to tell that story. So, yeah, talk to me about Darkness Falls.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, Darkness Falls was one of the first things that we ever played with. Because, I mean, we got together in 2008. And I actually had written it for, like, a few of my older bands, actually. And the chorus was the same, but the verses have changed every time. And with this one, I had the idea for the song and everything out, but the singer is really good lyrically as well. So we had the chorus all sorted, and I had the opening line, like Darkness Falls on This Old Town, or whatever it was. And I said to him, you finish the verses off. And so Skaz did the most of the verses, and I did the chorus. And the music, and it just turned out really well. And I also, it was the first time we'd ever had keyboards on a song. I asked my friend who lives down the road from me to put like a string sound on it, and he did a great job with that as well.
Yeah, and you guys have just kind of gone from strength to strength as well, because I then started getting kind of, I started reading it deeper, and obviously you guys had been on, around that time I think you'd been out, like a couple of months before, you'd been on Sucker AM, which I really want to talk about with you as well.
Yeah.
Because I know that you guys are football fans, aren't you, I think, as a band?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's quite a big thing to kind of get your music on Sucker AM, I think, especially around that time as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And the album as well. Talk to me about making the album in 2022. How was that?
Is it
your first album, that album? Or is it the...
Yeah. It's the first one. So we started in 2008. It took us a while... got bed in really, and we started actually recording the album. The first songs were probably done in like 2010, and it was just then we stopped playing for like 8 years, and then we got some of the old songs back together, remixed and added the new songs. So it's over a long period of time, that album. I think you find that with a lot of debut albums, it's sort of from a long period, and you know, it was great to get it all together and get it all done.
Why did it take so long to get it done, perhaps? Why was it that if most of them were written kind of like 12 years before, why did it take so long to get it done? And why was the kind of the hiatus as well, slightly?
Well, we had no direction, really. We were messing about in the York scene, not getting anywhere, not playing to anyone. So we were just doing like one song at a time, just to try and rally some people in. But when you're flogging it to your mates, it's hard going. So we gave up in the end. So we had about four or five of the album already recorded. It was only in 2018 when my wife started saying you should do another show. And our singer, who was a good mate of mine, kept calling me saying you should do another show, but I didn't really want to do it. But then when my wife started putting pressure on me, I was like, okay.
You've got to listen to the missus.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. And we'd done the song YRA, which is Yorkshire Army. It's like a chant, it's just like a Leeds chant. It's a tongue-in-cheek Leeds chant. And Skaz had just nicked a bit of it for one of our songs. There was no real thought behind it. And I was like, okay, we've got this show. And I called my friend, and he said, right, you can headline Fibbers. And Fibbers had moved. So So I didn't know the capacity. And I got it booked and I put the deposit down. And then I found out it was 600 capacity. And I'm thinking, how the hell are we going to sell 600 tickets? Like?
Yeah, which is a lot of the capacity for the first one back as well.
Yeah. I thought, oh, my mum and dad there, my missus, and that's it. So I started playing. And I used this song, YRA, that Skaz had written, all over social media. And thank the Lord, you know, I was getting fantastic feedback, which I was quite surprised about. And then I sent it to one of the staff from the Leeds United club, and he used it as the song of the bloody season. So that's sort of, this is like, wow, I can't believe it. I couldn't believe that people were into it that much, and they started playing that song at the stadium before matches.
Yeah, which I think has been a kind of common theme as well. A lot of your music is being played over kind of... would it be fair to say that this is how you kind of garnered a lot of support, especially kind of later on post this? I mean, a lot of it was kind of being used over like kind of, the, you know, football focus perhaps, or, you know, before match day. Would you say that that's a fair evaluation of what really kind of put you out there as a band?
Yeah, we've never been on TV, like football focus and stuff, but... massively. I mean, being in a band and getting your music heard is the hardest thing in the world. So when you've got support from a football club, you know, it's an absolute godsend. It really is. And I'm saying thank you so much for playing our song. And they're saying to me, you know, it's a great tune. Thanks for writing it. So
yeah,
it was really, really, really nice to hear. Really nice. And you need that niche. If you don't have something to get your music out there...
Yeah.
Unless you're with a major label that's going to get you on the Elton John show and Jules Holland and all that and Radio One or
yeah.
You name it, you've got no chance. You've got to get to the people.
I mean, having said that, you guys have been quite fortunate to end up on, I mean, you was on Radio X at one point, you've been on kind of BBC Introducing, I think you've been on there. So you've progressed into that kind of label as well, haven't you now, off your own backs, I would imagine.
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, the thing with the BBC Introducing thing is you get played once on a local station on a Saturday night. So that's not really going to get you any far. John Kennedy is a legend on Radio X.
Yes.
But that's another one where you kind of get played and it's just like you don't sort of get much off it. Whereas Soccer AM was big. Yeah. And also the Leeds United... Song of the Season, that was big as well. You notice the numbers with that, whereas the other ones you don't so much.
Yeah, you kind of need a breakthrough like that to really kind of elevate yours. We'll go back to the band as a whole. What would you say kind of the influences for you guys? What do you kind of is there a fresh sound that you guys don't really try and emulate anyone else, or is there a certain sound perhaps that you guys really like to kind of not copy but definitely sample and try and make it your own? Is there any of that? What would you say your influences?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we all grew up listening to the Stone Roses, Oasis. I had a little bit of Feeder, Bradford Band, The Cult as well. Just sort of old school bands like that.
Is there a mixture, would you say, of kind of influences? I mean, Feeder are very kind of electro kind of rock, and obviously Stone Roses are kind of this, you know, this Manchester anthemic kind of, a little bit kind of with Fool's Gold as well. It samples a lot of that. So would you say that there's different samples that are kind of coming in for you guys in the band?
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going through your Instagram and I kind of want to go away just from the band, just for a second, just kind of through your Instagram. You guys have probably the best kind of clobber I have ever seen off a band ever. I mean, we're talking we're talking the Stone Islands, we're talking a bit of a Lessie, weren't there? It's, you know, it's a very football factory. Yes, you've got all the gazelles on, you've got the proper kind of, who would you say is the best dressed in the band, would you say? Or are you saying yourself?
No, definitely not me. Skaz, the lead singer. When we started up again,
yeah,
he was saying to us, right lad, you need to because, you know, half of it's music and half of it's image. So you need to wear the right stuff. So I bought a couple of jackets off him when we got started out.
Was that just an image thing that you guys, or was you kind of wearing that a little bit, you know, when you was going to the football, going to your...
We were wearing it a bit, but we only actually had one coat each. Do you know what I mean? Like, your normal everyday person just has one jacket each. And Skaz is like, right, you need to get more in your wardrobe and that, and
that's
and get it started. So we've had to save some money up to work on the image, put it that way. That was always our style, but we've just had to spend a bit more money on it now.
That's the Liam Gallagher effect for you, isn't it? Like, just having all the dead nice coats and that. And I think it really does come off.
Yeah, I bet he gets it for free, though. We have to buy it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I bet he didn't at the start, though, I'll tell you that. And another thing as well that I really like is the football top. The football top that you guys have is ace, by the way. There's a lot of them that do the football tops though now. Kind of where did that come from? Was it something that you guys kind of wanted with that football image? Because I mean, DMAs have a really nice one, I think, now. I'm trying to think of other ones that kind of come to my head, but there's a lot of kind of bands that are doing these football tops now. So where did that idea come from for you guys?
I just got a message from a company called The Terrace, and they said, can we make you a retro shirt? It'd be fantastic.
And it was... Who has it? Or do you all have one?
Feel for us now as well.
Yeah. Do you all have one then, really? Or do you wear it out and about? What are we talking about? Or is it just kind of sat in the is it just kind of sat there as a bit of memorabilia for you guys?
No, because I never get one.
Do you not?
Give it away.
Do you?
I always give it away in a competition or something. So
I never keep
them.
Oh, you've got to give it to the fans, I guess. If you're not going to wear it, you should have just hogged it. You should have just been like, kept it in the wardrobe, start wearing it all the time. Another thing that I want to talk about as well before we get back on with the band. I'll skip that one. Going to Soccer AM. Let's talk about Soccer AM. How big was that for you guys, and how did that come about, perhaps?
Oh, it was huge. It was absolutely massive. I think it was back in 2019. I'd seen Fenners started following us on Instagram.
Yeah, because Fenners has a lot of nice clubber as well, doesn't he? He has a bit of the Gazelles and he has the Stone Islands a lot, doesn't he? So I suppose it's the...
Yeah.
I wonder if he was following more for the music or for the design. What do you think? Or do you think it was a bit of both?
Yeah, I just think he's a stylish guy with a good choice of music, really. He's a lovely fella.
It's a shame that they don't do it anymore, isn't it, really? But, yeah, no, I always thought he was pretty decent, to be fair. But, yeah, go on.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy. And he put us saying the bands for this season. And we were on it. So I was like, oh, never mind. Because I'd messaged him and that. And then he just popped up an hour later saying, oh, sorry, forgot these, and put Skylights on it, on the list.
That's...
So I was like, oh, brilliant. So it made it even more special because we were on our own.
Yeah, that's quite a cool thing, isn't it? Yeah.
I'd become mates with a boxer called Josh Warrington.
That was going to be my next question. My next question before this was, how do you guys end up kind of at Warrington's gym before the fights? And how does that end up happening? I mean, that leads quite well on. So, yeah, how does that end up happening? How do you end up being best mates with Josh Warrington?
So, let's just say the Soccer AM thing worked because we were friends with Josh and Josh was a guest on Soccer AM, you see. He was a guest getting ready for his fight, and he says to Fenners, get the Skylights lads on. So that works well.
Oh, that's quite, and, yeah. Yeah, that's quite cool. Yeah. But a minute, really. Because, I mean, at this point, I'm assuming if he was on, it'd have been like IBF as well at this point, wouldn't he? So, yeah, that's quite...
Yeah, he was number one in world, yeah. He was flying.
How long have you been really mates with him, then? How long have you been mates with Josh Warrington?
I think it was a YRA song. I sent him a CD to his gym, and he messaged me back straight away on Instagram saying, oh, I'll put your CD on in my car, I really like it. So I was like, oh, cheers, pal. I said, yeah, have a listen to this. And it was the demo of Enemies. It wasn't full and finished, it was just a demo. I was like, thank you, and he says, it's cracking. So I'm like, Josh, mate, any gig you want to come to, you let me know, we'll sort you out. And then we had a gig coming up in Leeds in a couple of months' time. And he turned up and come backstage and we had a good laugh and had a good time. And then after that, we were on Soccer AM. And then he had his fight with Lara, which didn't go very well. So I just popped to his house the next day and had a chat with him to make sure he was all right.
Yeah.
And we've been pals ever since. I'm good mates with his brother as well. His brother started coming to shows as well at the same period of time. And honestly... They are just such a down-to-earth set of fellas. They really are. Just,
yeah, he,
that name's Duntworth, guys.
Yeah, he's proper kind of working class, isn't he, in the way that he does things as well. And to be fair, yeah, he was at this point as well. He's, I mean, his IBF, he was IBF featherweight, I think, at that point, and like one of top 10 in the world. He definitely
wrangled in. Oh, he was number one, mate. He was ranked number one in Bike Ring magazine. He was flying high. He'd beaten Selby. He'd beaten Frampton.
Was you there for them fights, Dan? Was you there for them fights? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I went to all his fights before I knew him.
Are you a big boxing fan then, really?
Yeah. I went to all his fights before I knew him. So that's kind of why I sent in the tune, to be honest. I was like, it'd be mint if he heard our song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, one of them things where you send it and you don't really imagine hearing anything back, especially if it's someone you kind of look up to.
It's very rare you hear stuff back when you need thick skin, especially when you're starting off in a band. You need these little bits of luck, really. And he was one of them because I sent him some stuff to Jim and he shared it all over his socials. Fair enough, he's a big star, you know what I mean? Yeah. He is a big star.
Yeah,
and he shares all kinds of stuff all over his socials. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for that, I really can't. And, you know, he's like, turn, you're just a mate of mine now. And I'm like, I know, but I still appreciate it.
Do you think that was a massive, more than the gigs and more than anything else, do you think that was quite a breakthrough for the band then, as a whole? Was just kind of him taking you guys under the wing, perhaps? And because he's mates with, Kaiser Chiefs and all that, isn't he? So, do you know what I mean? He's around that music scene as well, isn't he? So,
he likes good music, into good tunes, yeah.
He's into his good music with you guys, and listening to you guys, he's onto an absolute winner with the music. I mean, I was on your socials. You guys have done some pretty kind of big things, especially I didn't know that you guys had been on hiatus for a couple of years, so I was just kind of thinking more modern. But you guys have done some fairly big things. You've been on cards with Enemy, you've done a lot of sold out, you've been up and down the country pretty much. What is the one that stands out for you as kind of the highlight gig so far and the highlight moment of the Skylights to this day?
Well, there's two, to be honest, because Leeds is always magnificent. It really is. But playing Millennium Square last year with Shed 7 was really, really special.
Especially Shed 7, isn't it?
Yeah, we had the good lads. We had all our Leeds fans there, and we had all the Sheds fans there. It was like 6,000 people in Millennium Square. It was tremendous. And also the Beach Ballroom in Aberdeen. Well, to be fair, every gig in Aberdeen. The Beach Ballroom and the tunnels in Aberdeen, them two shows were just bouncing. Just absolute.
Yeah, because it's a long way to go for you guys, isn't it? From York to Aberdeen, it's not an easy drive, is it? So, yeah.
So you get a little... It's weird, though, because we feel at home there now. We feel it's our second home.
Is it a bit of a secondary home for you guys? Just having... Why Aberdeen, though? Why is there Aberdeen? Is there any connection there, or was it just something that you guys rocked up, played a gig, and it just became kind of a bit of a home for you guys? Or was there already a connection there, perhaps?
Well, there was a guy called Jim Fraser that messaged me on Twitter saying he was a big fan, and he's a Leeds fan. And he basically encouraged us to come up to Aberdeen. He told all his mates. And he worked for a club, so he told all the legends. So when we played the show, we had a couple of European legends there because they won the European Cup in 1983. And a few of the players came along. And so everyone just kind of put along and just... Honestly, he's crazy. It's such fantastic support we get up there.
Yeah, it's been quite a crazy story just for you guys, just in terms of, the elevation that you guys have had, especially in recent years. That's Aberdeen, and you say about Millennium Square being the highlight gig so far of Skylights. If I was to say to you, what would be the dream gig, the dream venue, what would you be saying to me?
Oof, that is a question, really. There's a venue in Aberdeen called the Music Hall, which looks tremendous. And we were hoping to play there this year, but that seems unlikely now. So we're gonna play Aberdeen, but it's not going to be there. So maybe in 2025 we could play that. And obviously, like a stadium show, just bought someone in a stadium. Ellen Road, you know.
Would Ellen Road be the big one for you guys? Would Ellen Road be the creme de la creme, perhaps?
We have achieved so much from such little expectations. But absolutely, that would be the creme de la creme. That would be superb. I mean, to be honest with you, mate, my dream right now is to get our single that's out on February the 9th to a number one in the vinyl charts. That's what my dream is at the minute. That's one step at a time for you guys.
Why? What's the single called that's out? What's the new one that's on
time,
the way?
Time to Let Things Go. I'll send you a track.
Yeah, send us it. Send us it. And when
it's called Time to Let Things Go, and we've just released a 30-second clip, and it's out a month today. Actually, 1 month today. And so I touched it. You know, it does well.
Yeah. What are the socials that you kind of have? You obviously use Instagram and Twitter. So what's the socials so people can kind of keep up with the Skylights and all things about the band?
One second, Jamie, mate. One second.
Is that right?
Cheers, Lucas. Sorry about that.
So it's all right. I'll just edit it. It's fine.
I'm back.
Yeah. To keep up with all things Skylights, I mean, you obviously use Twitter and the Instagram. What are the kind of Twitter handles and the Instagram handles that people can follow you on for the Skylights?
SkylightsYRA.
Is that for both? Is that both for Twitter and Instagram type thing?
Yeah, and Facebook as well, yeah.
Which one do you use most often? What are you most active on, would you say? Because you're fairly active on all of them, from what I can see. But what's the one that kind of sticks out for you guys? Because not a lot of them do Facebook anymore. No one tends to do Facebook as a band anymore, I don't think. A lot of it Twitter.
Facebook's really good. Really good. We don't get as many followers, but we get big reactions on Facebook, you know.
It's just one of them things. I think it's an undercooked champ. But yeah, Skylights YRA would be the Instagram. Nice one. We talked about everything. Thank you for coming on. Really do appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me, mate.
I appreciate it anytime.
Give me a buzz anytime, mate.
No, absolutely. And do send over the new single because we'll get it on the show. It'll be great. Look forward to it. And best of luck with everything in the future. But I'll leave it with this one. What is next for you guys apart from the new single? What is there anything that is in the pipelines? Is there anything on the way that you can kind of give us? What's next for you guys?
Yeah, we're supporting the enemy the Magna Centre in between Sheffield and Rotherham. That's in April, so that'll be superb. We've got a nice little local York show coming up at the end of the year, and a few bits and bobs coming up. So, yeah, it's exciting times.
It's an exciting time for you guys as a band. But, yeah, once again, thank you for coming on. Really do appreciate it. Best of luck with everything in the future. And, yeah, send us that track and we'll get it on the show for you and hopefully send it to number one for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No worries. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your night.